Uh-oh. I can't hear you.
Hey, welcome back to the Jason Show, where Zach...
Okay, I can hear you again.
Okay, cool. I thought I was going to have to just roll with it.
Oh, I can't hear you again. What in the world's happening?
Probably those little pieces of plastic garbage in your ears.
Okay.
Anyway, so welcome back to the next episode of Winject TV.
That's right.
Radio podcast time with your host, Jason Marlowe.
And I'm here now.
The lesser co-host, Zach. Oh, you're here now. Okay. And the lesser co-host, Zach Tatum.
You said earlier that my shirt looked like I was going to a disco. Is that right?
Yeah, you look like you were a background extra in Saturday Night Fever.
I like my shirt, man. And anybody out there, let's hear it. Let me know if you like my shirt.
Cricket.
Okay? Because I like my shirt.
I didn't say I disliked it. I just said it looks very retro.
I like my shirt, man.
Again, I feel like why did you even bring that up? Why did you even feel the need to bring that up to further ostracize yourself?
I don't know. I just felt like it.
Did you see that message?
No.
Our employees are now messaging us. They're agreeing with me.
What?
Oh, Winject Studios looks like my grandma's table setting. Zach, are you going to be wearing this shirt more? You're going to wear it more?
I'm going to wear this shirt every week. I'm going to wear it more often just because our employees have said something, and now, yeah, Chris Ross has said something. So,
It is cool deal. It is a very fall shirt. It's a very fall shirt.
It's got flowers on it, and my kids like it, and that's all that matters. So,
oh, you know what? I'm saying it.
What's that?
Yep. So for everybody who hasn't paid attention already, over the last few weeks, we've been teasing out the new show that we're working on. It's not ready to release yet, but it is called Hustle Machine. It's our new podcast featuring me, also Zach, but featuring me, and you can...
the world.
So it'll be a video and audio podcast. So just like the experience here, where you can watch us banter back and forth and listen to it later if you want. You can do the same thing with that. And we will be releasing it this fall. So at a time, TBD.
To be determined.
Yeah. So we were talking about something earlier. To go ahead and get started with the show, we were talking about something earlier, and I am now officially canceling all of my morning meetings for the foreseeable future. But why is that?
I think... Sorry, it keeps cutting in and out. Sorry. So the reason that we're going to cancel our morning meetings... Well, listen, I don't do a lot of morning meetings that much anymore. Mostly because... I'm more focused in the morning. As you can tell, it's 2:00 and I'm already like all over the place. So I just don't do my best work in the afternoon. I just don't. And so I focus most of it.
I feel like you've already been on this trend a little bit though. Like you've already kind of adopted this. Me, not so much. I am the idiot who, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this, but I feel like I've always kind of like, let me get a meeting with somebody. I want to get it done. I want to get it done and over with because I want to get my meetings out of the way because I don't like to meet. I would rather just do the work. You know what I mean? I'd rather just do the work. I don't like, just send me a list of what you got to do. Talking, it kind of exhausts me because I'm not like a big, like, interpersonal, having a big meeting, going over stuff. It's just like, let's get it and go. We have a client who I love having meetings with him specifically. We don't meet with him very often, but when we do, it's like a 4-minute meeting, right? He's like, okay, what do you got going on? And then he's just like, okay, I got to go. Great.
Bounce.
Okay, let's do some
rolling
work.
Out.
I'm just not a chit-chatty person. You're different. You're different. But like, yeah, you're a chit-chat.
No, that's not true. Chit-chat. You are too.
Maybe. With you. I'll chit-chat with you or with guests.
That's true. When we get on a normally a client call, Jason's the quiet one.
Yeah. Because I like to take notes. I like to take notes, and then I will like follow up and do all the stuff. But before we get going and talk about this even more about why we're canceling our meetings, if you're not part of the WinJack community already, hit up the website, winjack.com, winjack.com/join, and you can find all the details about the community. Go ahead and sign up for those community alerts, and you can just get information like that right on your phone. It's 843-396-2100.
Every time I snap my finger, another message. No, I'm just kidding. There's not that many text messages going out.
Everybody, like, effectively moves
himself to the group. People are going to typing it in there. And they're like, no, I'm not doing that. He just snapped his finger like 20 times. No, it's anyway. Not. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Another one. No, it's not like that. But no, actually, every time you snap your fingers, Zach will put on another fancy shirt.
Hey, listen, I've got more. I've got another one that's got flowers on it.
You know what we should do? When we start our podcast and we start doing lives, we should do them on Fridays, and we'll call it Fancy Shirt Friday. And every Friday,
you Zach have another fancy shirt. That means you have to wear a fancy shirt.
All I have are t-shirts. I'll wear a different t-shirt. I literally have 300 t-shirts sitting right here beside me in two big tubs.
See, yeah. I don't wear a t-shirt. I wear t-shirts, but I don't wear them that often.
A t-shirt here.
Yeah. That one had poo on it, though.
It does. All these have poo on it.
Oh, you should send those back, man.
Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, so Zach and I have been reading this book. Business Made Simple. It's a great book.
Holla at your boy, Donald Miller.
Yeah. It's so good because it's full of these. It's a daily read, right? So, yeah. I mean, you could read it through easily and quickly, but they're set up to be daily reads. And I do the audiobook and then I go back and like reflect through the passages because there's like figures and call outs and stuff like that in there. But when I was listening to it yesterday or the day before, I was somewhere midway in chapter 3, and he makes this comment, to prioritize your highest return opportunities for the morning when your mind is fresh. And that's like a duh moment, right? It's like, oh, well, yeah, of course. You're fresh. It is, but are you taking action on that? To me, it was like, oh, yeah, of course. But then I was like, wait a second, I don't do that. Because
what's the first thing you do
in the morning?
Yeah.
Or for work?
For work, of course. So 8 o'clock hits. What are you doing? What's the first thing you do?
I usually check Slack to see if you've messaged me from the day before because we have different schedules. And so I'll check to see if I missed anything. And then I'll start digging into my emails. And then I'll just jump into the tasks that I know that I have open right now for projects. Which again is a problem too, because I don't need to jump into my emails right away either.
I was about to say, I think most people, that's the first thing they do. Actually, oh, look at you. I got the Topo Chico. You got Topo Chico, got the Pellegrino too. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a common thing, not just with people getting at their computer. I think that's one of the first things people do on their phones in the mornings is first thing is check their email. And that any productivity book you read, they're going to say, don't check your email first thing in the morning. Like every single one of them is going to say that. So I like to get up in the morning. I like getting up early. Let me rephrase it. I like getting up early in the morning. Get up early in the morning so that I can get some reading done, get some focus time. I stretch in the morning. That's the only way that I can keep myself, you know, this is my move to stay limber. Yeah,
our
so
audience is not
yeah,
ready for your moves yet. They're not ready for your moves.
It's to match the shirt. You got to match the shirt. But anyway, so I like to, that's the way I like to start my day. There was a time when I read the first time I ever heard Jocko, and you know where I'm going with this. If anybody knows who Jocko is, the first time I heard Jocko talk, he was talking about him waking up at 4:30 in the morning, and that's like his thing. If you go to his Instagram, he's got a million pictures of his watch with what time he got up. And I was like, you know what? That's insane. That's absolutely insane. I'm not doing that. And then I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And when I was getting up at 4:30, sometimes it was 5. When I was getting up around 4:30 or 5, I'd get up. First thing I'd do, exercise, get – and this is when I had my 9 to 5. I wasn't doing it when we had Market House. But I was getting up at that time. This is before we had our second kid, which wrecked my morning schedule altogether. But I would say that was my most focused time. I was able to, after I got my workout in 30 to 45 minutes, I would sit down at my desk before I'd get in the shower, before I'd get ready for the day. And I would get some stuff done, like the biggest projects that I had, and had a to-do list. Now I have my whiteboard on the other side of the screen that has everything that my top three for the day, the extra things I'm going to do for the day, follow-ups that I need to do for the day. And I prioritize that. And he actually talks about in the book, doing reflection times, and starting your day with the reflection time. And I think he says that if you could do this day that you're about to go through, if you could do it over again, what would you do differently? And I think that's a great thing to think about. Like, what would you do differently? Would you exercise? Would you, check your email less?
I liked what he said there, but for me, it would be I would want to think about that in retrospect to see how I could shift what I'm going to be doing differently the next day. Because for me, that's all well and good, but like, I don't know what I'm going to, I mean, I know what I need to get done today, and I know what like my big things I need to finish today are, but like, at the same time, why am I already thinking about what I want to potentially do over if I had to do it over? To me, that would be like, okay, I got these things done today. You know what? In retrospect, I wish I had not focused so hard on project number two, because then I completely lost sight of project number three. You know,
that happened. Like, that happened this morning.
Yeah. So I feel like I want to make sure for me, reflection. Like, I want to think back on the day and not think about that at the start of the day. But you know, you said all that about getting up early. So for me, what I took away from that comment that Donald Miller made at the end of that chapter was it was less of like getting started earlier, because that's just not me. I'm not the person that's gonna get up early and be chipper and have a cup of coffee. I mean, I don't drink coffee, but like, that's just not me. I hate getting up. I hate waking up early. I hate waking up before like my body's like, yes, let's get up. But I also stay up late. So that's also my fault. You know,
we've done vacations together. So yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I'm fine to get up early on vacation. Like, I don't mind that. Like, I don't ever sleep in on vacation. So like, I can get up early.
I'm talking more of a morning person. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, that's not my jam. That doesn't excite me. I like the night. I like the quiet. We've talked about that before. But the big takeaway is using the time that I have when I sit down to work, because I start my day at 8. When I sit down to work, to be my absolute most effective. I am stopping morning meetings. We have several recurring meetings that we do each week in the morning. I don't want to do those anymore. I also don't want like our team to have to do those anymore. I always like for years when I was working at other jobs and we would have to do like morning stand-up meetings. Those are the worst, especially because they never happen at the beginning of your day. they're always like 30 minutes into your day, an hour into your day, because you want to make sure that everybody gets there and gets settled and stuff like that. And that's always a concentration breaker. We used to have a client meeting that was every morning at like 9:30 or 10.
It was 10.
For months.
Sometimes it would start till 10:30, and everybody was on different time zones that are later than us. So they were starting their day at that time.
Yeah, but we were not. Break focus. We would have to stop early before the meeting, think about what we need to go over for the meeting, make sure we have what we need to talk about, have the meeting, finish the meeting, and then try and get back into your focus zone. So for me, I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing any meetings, let's say like before like 11. I don't want to do any morning meetings before 11 anymore. I want to use those hours, that 8 o'clock hour, that 9 o'clock hour, and that 10 o'clock hour at least to start to be, to shift and try and make myself as productive as I can. Because I'll tell you this, and I'll finish this rant in a second, and I'll leave this so you can comment. But when I read that, I looked up, I started doing some research on the Googles, and I have it here. Washington Post put an article out in their wellness section earlier this year, like end of May. Yeah, May 31st. And they said that although there's not much hard science behind it, a lot of productivity gurus push the idea that we get our best work done with about 4 or 5 hours of focus a day. And they came up with this range partly because of a study that they did. But digging deeper, I found an article on Inc. And they said that even more specifically, this is a whole study that they did with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that the average American for an 8-hour workday is getting 2 hours and 53 minutes of pure productivity a day. So from an 8-hour window block, 8 to 9 hour window block, they're getting less than 3 hours of work a day. So I'm thinking, okay,
that surprised me.
9, 10, 11. So those 3 hours, that's going to be my biggest focus drivers. Like, I don't want to talk to you during that time. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to see that flowered shirt. I just want to get some work done. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just kidding, but seriously, like I want to try and take hold of that productivity, because by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, I've already been up for well over an hour, you know, getting the kids off to school, getting them breakfast and stuff like that. But like, I want to use that time to go ahead and immediately turn and start getting work done and not interrupt it with meetings, because I have a hard time recovering from meetings. You know,
that's true. You do. But I think just in general, distraction wise, I think that you get, I think that's anybody though. I think that a lot of people have that somewhat of a similar problem to you in that regard. Chris actually just sent me a text with his schedule that he has in the mornings, and we sort of line up a lot. I have shifted not doing my morning workouts in the morning. Mostly because right now I'm not getting up at 4:30 and 5 like I used to. I'm getting up around 6 or whatever. But I still have time to get the most important stuff done. And we actually asked that with our employees when we asked them especially because we all work remotely, when's the best time you work? What's the best time that you get your work done? When is your most focused time? And we set their schedule around that. You know, if you're not producing your best work at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I don't want you on the clock. I'd rather have you on the clock in the afternoon when you say I'm fired up, ready to go in the afternoon. Jason knows that I don't produce my best work in the afternoon. So usually I will have meetings because that will kind of like energize me a little bit more. Sometimes I'll take a 2 o'clock and go and do my workout then to help me finish out the day, you know, with feeling more energized after I work out. But I use that morning time to be more sacred of, okay, if I know I'm more focused during this time, do I want to waste that on things that are not going to give me the best return, or not going to help me set up the day with a success? Not to say that working out is not going to help me set up the day for success. It's more of, if I know I hit a slump 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, why am I going to do it then and then wait till 2 or 3 in the afternoon? And I'm like, I'm dragging and I'm not getting any productivity done. So it's like shift my schedule so that way in the afternoon, I am able to get those workouts in so that I can be more focused in those key times that I am. So like Jason just mentioned, we do have different schedules, and that's on purpose, because technically I start around 8:30, but I'm usually doing stuff around 6:30 or 7 most mornings. I'm in here doing something between 6:30 and 7, and then I stop around 7:30, help get the kids and all that stuff ready to go. But it's on purpose, because Jason in the afternoon, he's more energized. So he gets more things done in the afternoon than I do. So to your point, I think there's
I'll let you finish. I just want to make a comment on that. So
all right, Kanye, you just Kanye'd me.
I'm gonna let you finish.
You just Kanye'd me.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Uh-huh.
Easy, Taylor Swift. You know, I think, doesn't Taylor Swift have that in her fall collection? That shirt you got?
Probably.
Yeah. Yes. I want to know if anybody else is this way. For me, once it gets to the back half of the day, so after I've gotten back from lunch, it feels more tangible, and I'm interested to see what happens as I try and shift my work patterns. But does anybody else have this tangible feeling where you are back from lunch, it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock, whatever, depending on when you go. But like, to me, I see the time that I end my day, and then I'm like not counting the hours because I am dreading having to leave. It's like, okay, I've got X amount of time to finish this. I've got X amount of time to finish this. So I'm always working towards that. And I feel like in the beginning of the day, I feel like I've got the whole day. Yep. And so it's just like, oh, okay, I'll just work on this, you know. And I get good work done in the morning. But like, I feel like in the afternoons, it's like it's more visceral. Like it's real to me. It's like I'm back from lunch. I've got 3 hours to finish the stuff before I'm gone. I've got 2.5 hours to finish this stuff. So I'm constantly working to that. How much time do I have left in the day to finish this? And so it's almost like a game to me. But I'm interested to know if anybody else is that way. Are you working towards the closing
bell? I do that.
As like a framework for trying to get things done. Not like dreading leaving, dreading, you know, still being there, but you know, trying to frame how much you have to do. So
I do that in the I do that in the afternoon. When I come back, it's always, okay, here's my top three. Like I said, I look at my top three and say, okay, in the morning time, I look at the ones that are I start at the top and work my way down. And I always look at that and say, okay, where am I at with my top three? There's been times where I've skipped some of my top three and worked on the extras. And I have to fight the urge not to, because there's a whole science behind getting those top three. If you have more than three, most of the time it bogs you down and you're not going to get anything done. But if you have the top three, you're breaking them down and saying,
if I lost Zach or you guys lost me, I'm not sure what's going on, but I'll keep talking.
I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
But I can hear you, but your signal's really bad. Your video's coming back now.
Everything looks fine on my end.
It's breaking up. I'm interested to see. Chris, I know you're running the board today. Can you tell us
who's everything looks fine?
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, yeah, your video's coming back again, but
that's odd. Everything looks fine on my end. Everything's working fine.
Yeah, that was odd. Maybe it was me. I don't know. Oh, it's Zach. Yeah. Continue. Sorry, I didn't hear about 20 seconds or so of what you were saying, but
I don't know what happened there. I don't remember where I was at. So you go ahead.
I'm just interested to know, like, for the listeners out there, for the people watching, and you can answer this now or you can answer it another time, you know, if you're watching this after the live, but, you know, one, when are you most productive, morning or afternoon? We talked about this a lot, but how are you playing into that productivity? Are you just acknowledging the fact that you're more productive at a certain time of day, or are you scheduling around that? And then also, if you can't schedule around that and you know yourself and you know when you're most productive, what are you doing within the confines of your job and your position and the time that you have to work and to hustle? Like, how are you making that happen? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing to make a change? You know, what are you doing to try and be your best self? That's what I'm at. That's what I'm interested in. What was that comment I saw pop up when I was talking?
Oh, it's just a comment about my shirt again.
Okay. You do realize that this whole conversation about your shirt is your fault.
It would have come up.
Not by me. I've already got it out of my system. It was already out of my system. We talked about it this morning. I was like, hey, is that a new shirt? And you're like, yeah, it's got flowers on it. And I was like, okay.
No, that's nice. Not a new shirt.
We talked about Saturday Night Fever. And then I said you need to pop your collar more. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm interested to see what happens. But I am serious. Like, I want to start blocking out, you know, several hours of the morning, especially if what that study say, 2 hours and 53 minutes of true productivity for the average American worker a day. 2 hours and 53 minutes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So for me, from 8 to 11 each day, I want to see how productive I can be, because then, I have the rest of the day.
I would say it'd be more interesting to schedule meeting days. So have more of your...
You've tried that. I just don't see how you can do that. Because, like, I feel like we are always beholden to the customer. And so I'm always, like, trying to be like, okay, well, when are you free? Yeah, I can do it at this time. So I feel like I'm constantly rearranging my schedule to make it fit for the customer. Should we not do that?
I think sometimes maybe it depends on how urgent the matter is.
Yeah.
I think if it's something where you're getting ready to launch the site, then yeah, absolutely. You should try to get the meeting in because there's a time frame. But we do have clients who will try to do a pop-up. Hey, I need you on a call right now. I think that that's where you have to, you know, put your foot down and say no.
Yeah.
Because if there's sometimes, even if you do have the time, it may be that time needs to be more sacred and you got to wait. Yeah.
Do you think that you can make yourself too available to a customer?
100%. I think that one of the mistakes I've made in the past is giving my cell phone out, but I think that there is a personal touch to that, but it can be abused. Where you get texts all the time, at different times of the day and sometimes late at night, because they're thinking about work at that point. And so they're like, oh, before I forget, I'm going to send him a text message. And sometimes that's fine because I have it on, you know, focus mode where it goes to do not disturb. But it's more or less like, just send me an email. Like, there's no reason to send me a text for that.
Well, if anybody's listening and wants to send Zach a text, his number is 678-318-2244.
Some poor sap's going to get some text messages now.
Hey, I started going down that road, and I think you probably were a little worried that I was actually going to.
No, I knew you were going to do it because I have your phone number. I'll start giving your phone number out.
No.
Because Jason loves it. He hates giving his phone number out. Like,
I do not like giving my phone number out
Yeah.
to anybody. I don't want
to. I'm lucky. I'm probably in his favorites.
I've only got a handful of people. I got this many people in my phone. I've got you, my wife, my mom, and my dad. That's it. Just four people on my phone.
Yeah, I have five really, but... on my favorites.
That's in my entire phone.
Oh, wow. I just have
four numbers in my phone.
So why do you have a Pixel then? You don't need a Pixel. You need one of those flip phones.
I need those. What's the name of that? It's like the grandma grandpa phones where it's like pre-programmed. You can't even type it in.
Look at Chris over there. 8675309. Yeah, I got you. I see you.
Got your number on the wall.
But hey, if you want to have a phone number to text and you want to reach out, it's 843-396-2104. If you're not texting that number, then what are you doing?
For a good time, text 843-396-2104.
Oh, look, Hustle Machine Podcast is down there as well. So make sure you follow us on the Hustle Machine. We're launching that pretty soon. Mm-hmm. We're really, really excited. If you like what we do right here,
Chris is helping us. Chris is helping us to launch it. And this is one of the big things that he's been working on, is creating a product for WinJet called Podcast Launch. So, we're excited to kind of see what the community can help us do, because, we're active on the site. We're talking with other members on the site in the community. And, it's an exciting time to be alive, Zach.
I agree. It's also a scary time, but that's a different conversation.
It's a frighteningly horrible time to be alive.
I have to take it down a couple, and I take your enthusiasm down a little bit. Yeah, that's right. Jess Lee broke over 3 million downloads in 20 episodes. That's huge. Whoa, 3 million. Hustle Machine's going to do 4 million in 18 episodes. Why are you laughing?
I'm just so excited.
That's not an excited laugh. That's more of like a you're an idiot laugh. Mm-hmm. You weren't supposed to admit to that. All right, but whatever.
All right. Well, we're completely off the rails at this point.
We are completely off the rails, but
we've gotten the point across because, for one,
it's 2:30. Yes, for sure. If you do not have this book, get it. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a small business owner, you're a solo entrepreneur, whatever it is, what do you call them? Solopreneur?
I call them solopreneurs.
Yeah. My wife hates the word entrepreneur, by the way. She says it reminds her of like manure. And it doesn't sound good.
My wife doesn't like it either. Jen doesn't like it either. But she doesn't like it because it just has connotative terms of D-bags.
Oh. Okay.
Like business suit, hair slicked back.
Like my hair?
Sorry, my signal cut out there for a second.
Yeah, it sure it did. No, but if you don't have this book, you should get it. It's great. I've liked Donald Miller since Story Brand. I'm a huge fan.
Because you can get the audiobook too. I listen to it on Audible. And then also, when you get the book, you can sign up for the video course, which is included in the cost of the book. And the book was, what, $20?
But you can take it past the 60 days too. So it's 60 days of videos, but then you can go beyond that and get more access to some other stuff, which is also what we are creating here at WinJect. We are growing the library of things that you can be a part of and get access to. So it's not just for podcast creators, it's for podcast listeners as well. Mm-hmm. So join us in the community. It's very, very simple to join. You can go to winjet.com and join from there. You can also get some information if you just text 843-396-2104. Mm-hmm. But I think that covers it. Next week, I'm not sure what we're going to discuss next week yet, but
There you go. Yeah, Julie Chan show. Julie Chan, as of this week, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Julie Chan show is joining the ranks of the WinJet community.
That's right.
I sent her a message yesterday on the community page. So Welcome, Julie Chan. If you're listening, we'd love to have you on sometime and we can cheers a fizzy drink with you.
Oh, wait. Unchanging your pain. Unchaining. Yep. It's small on my screen for some reason. With Dr. Ruth Allen launches Monday. So join us for that as well. That is it for us, guys. We'll see you guys next week. And until next time.
Cheers.
Oh, wait. You want to do cheers on that?
Cheers. Boop. Boink.
We're out.
See you guys.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.